Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to begin the third parak of Maseches Sota, and we are up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. So in Parak Beis, we mentioned that the husband brings the karban minchat in a palm basket, and he puts it in her hands in order to tire her out, and while she's holding it, the Kohen prepares the mehamarim, and he reads the curses, with the amen amens, and then he writes down the psukim that we learned about. So then, now it's time to bring the carbon mincha. You know, tell us minchas mitoch kfifa mitzvus v'nosel tzoch klisharis. They would take the carbon mincha out of this palm basket, this kfifa mitzvus, and they would put it into a klisharis. Remember, that was one of the unique characteristics of the mincha sota, is that it starts in a kfifa mitzvus v'nosna al yada, and then he puts it back on her hand. The kohen maniach yado mitachteh umanifa, and the kohen puts his hand underneath hers, and they do it a waving of the carbon backwards, forwards, backwards, up, and down. So that's the waving of the Karban Mincha. Now we move on to Mishnah Beis. Hinef v'higish, the Kohen together with the Sota waves the Mincha, and then he takes the Kli from her and brings it to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Komatz, he takes out a Kemitza, like you would with any Karban Mincha, v'hikter, and he burns that Komatz on the Mizbeach. V'ashar nechal kohanim, and the rest of the Karban Mincha gets eaten once the Kemitza is removed from it. So kohanim are allowed to eat it. Hayamashka v'acharkach makrivis minchasa, if the Kohen gave her the water to drink, and then, only then was makriv the mincha, meaning if he did it out of order, Rabbi Shimon Omer, that he did it out of order, that's the order it should be done. He'd be mashke, and then be makriv a karban mincha, but Rabbi Shimon Omer, makrivis minchasa v'achar kachay mashke. Then no, it was done in the reverse order. They'd be makriv the mincha first, and then give her the water. Shnemar v'achar yashke es ha'isha es hamayim, that afterwards he's going to give her the water to drink. But if he did it in the reverse order, Rabbi Shimon agrees, it would still be kosher, even though it is less than ideal. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that they would take the Karban Mincha from the Kfifa Mitzvahs, put it in the Kli Shares, and she would hold it again, and they would do the Tenufa, the waving together, the Kohen and the Isha, and then the Kohen would take it and bring it to the Mizbeach, and he would take a Kemitza out and burn the Kohen on the Mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by Kohanim. And the Machlokas, which one comes first, the Hashka'as HaSota or the Hakravas HaMincha? Tanakama says Hashka'as HaSota, Rabbi Shimon says Hakravas HaMincha, based on the Pasuk, but even Rabbi Shimon agrees, if he did it the way the Tanakama says, it's still going to be kosher. Okay, so tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel.